This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and for a very final time, I have the pleasure of sitting alongside Nick Aldering. He is the cinema programming manager for Marquee Arts, bringing you the movies you see at the Michigan and State Theaters, and for the better part of the past year and a half has been my permanent and full-time partner in Cinema Chat. Nick, it's great to see you again.
It is great to see you as well, David. Congratulations. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Well, I am glad to spend time with you, as I have been over the past year and a half. But you and I, we did it for a couple of years before that as well, because you were always Russ Collins' fill-in. And it was a great way to kind of bring you along, get you introduced to the community. And then when it was time for you to take over, it was seamless.
Yeah, that's right. I went back and I found my first segment of Cinema Chat in 2018. I was talking to Michael Jewett about Black Panther, and
I was not there.
You were not there, but it was just it's been a learning experience, but it's been a journey through these last 6 years of doing Cinema Chat and getting comfortable.
Well, 2018,
on radio here.
That's 8 years ago. The better part of a decade.
Yeah, right.
You're doing Dave math.
Yeah, that's right.
But does it feel like it's been a decade or close to it anyway?
Not at all. And I mean, it's just we come in here and we have these conversations every week. And I think my favorite moments of Cinema Chat are kind of where we can go off script like this a little bit, whether I'm talking about Sundance or whether I'm talking about the Academy Awards. Those are always my favorite moments to come in here and talk to you. And our conversations always feel so fresh. And so, it doesn't feel at all like it's been this long.
I love it as well. And I love when you and I get to have a conversation and I and the collective, we get a real perspective about what it takes to put on something like Cinetopia and getting some inside looks and behind the scenes glances at the process of putting forth a film festival and then getting to see the rewards of that in your face and in your expressions. That has been a highlight for me.
Yeah, and likewise. And every time I'm out in public and someone says, I heard you're on the radio this morning, and I'm glad that our conversations reach people and that they are also interested in this as well.
Yeah. Well, after next week, I will have departed WEMU after 32 years, but here's the great news. Nick Aldering is going to continue on with Cinema Chats into the foreseeable future. And at least for the time being, he will be joined by our own Matt Hobson, and together they're going to keep you informed all about all of the movies available to you downtown and around town. Speaking of which, Nick, perhaps we should talk a little bit about movies today. There seems to be a handful of great movies opening at the State and Michigan Theater this week.
Yeah, we have a film called Amores Perros. This is a 4K restoration of this film that came out in the year 2000. It opens tomorrow at the Michigan. This is from this was the feature film debut of director Alejandro González Iñárritu, who went on to make films such as Birdman, Babel, and The Revenant.
All good.
All really great films. This stars Gael García Bernal. This is a boldly, intensely emotional, and ambitious story of the lives that collide in a Mexico City car crash. Inventively structured as a triptych of overlapping and intersecting narratives, the film explores the lives of disparate characters who are capitulated into unforeseen dramatic situations instigated by the seemingly inconsequential destiny of a dog named Kofi. And so this is one of those films where there's a lot of different characters and their stories start to intersect as the plot moves along.
So I think I've established quite clearly over the past 32 years that I'm a movie troglodyte. 4K restoration, how much better does it look?
Probably, especially on the big screen, it's going to be very noticeable. When you see it on your small TVs, not as much, but with the clarity and the sound that you're going to get to see this on the big screen, it will be, it's very noticeable.
And of course, movies are best seen on a big screen,
Time
and Water.
Yeah, this opens tomorrow with the Michigan as well. This is a documentary about an Icelandic writer who preserves vanishing glaciers, departed grandparents, family memories, and flowing time in his personal archives, transforming loss into a time capsule. And this is a premiere at this year's South by Southwest Film Festival. And I found this really great quote from Maria Moira E. Gates from IndieWire, who called it a poetic musing on intergenerational memory, a whimsical yet staunchly political elegy for glaciers, and a mournful look at the Earth and all her majesty and mystery.
That is a beautiful quote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I remain convinced that all film critics sit with a thesaurus right by their computer.
Yeah, but a fantastic nature documentary, so beautiful to see on the big screen.
And I love when nature is exemplified in that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The title of the next movie is a little off-putting, to be honest with you. You know, I grew up with Robin Hood, and now we have a movie called
The Death of Robin Hood.
What's that about?
This opens this Friday at the state and in multiplexes. Grappling with his past after a life of crime and murder, Robin Hood finds himself gravely injured after a battle he thought would be his last, and in the hands of a mysterious woman, he is offered a chance at salvation. And this is from writer-director Michael Cernowski, who made a film with Nick Cage called Pig a handful of years ago.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, and this stars Hugh Jackman as Robin Hood and Jodie Comer as well. So yeah, taking an alternative look at the Robin Hood character. This one is.
And, sometimes those things work out really well, sometimes not so much, but I think it bodes well given its pedigree.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Leviticus?
Yeah, Leviticus opens tomorrow at the state and in multiplexes as well. This is about two teenage boys who must escape a violent entity that takes the form of the person they desire most, each other.
Huh.
So this one has a horror film with a LGBTQ angle to it.
It is Pride Month.
Yeah, it is Pride Month. And so, I think a lot of people are really looking forward to it.
Can we best tell that through a horror movie?
Yeah. Well, I mean, horror movies are how people are... I mean, it's what's getting people out to the theater right now.
It's a very big genre that is huge.
Yeah.
That and superhero stories, right? You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Nick Alderink. And I suspect that as good as all of those movies are and will be received, that the biggest movie of the weekend is going to be
Toy Story 5. Yeah, opening it everywhere tomorrow. This is about Woody, Buzz, Jesse, and the rest of the gang's jobs are challenged when they're introduced to electronics, a new threat to playtime. And you got everyone coming back. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Joan Cusack, with Conan O'Brien and Greta Lee joining the cast of this
film. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I was just informed by Matt Hobson, and you confirmed that this is a franchise that began in 1995, the year after I started at WEMU.
Yeah.
That's a long run.
Yes. And so this one is catching the eyes, I think, of multiple different generations, of whether people that grew up with it and want to introduce it to their kids or, you know, and youngsters discovering this franchise for themselves.
Well, what's funny is I didn't have my second daughter yet, and my first daughter was too young to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she's 33 now, crazy. Time just keeps on ticking. There are some special screenings heading this way as well, and I'd like to cover at least a couple of them.
Yeah, particularly Oko's Inn tonight at 7:30. This is part of Ann Arbor Japan Week. This is an animated film that came out in 2018, and this is free and open to the public. So after losing her parents in a car accident, Oko starts living in the countryside with her grandmother, who runs a traditional Japanese inn. And while she prepares to be the next owner of the inn, Oko can somehow see friendly ghosts.
I like friendly ghosts.
Yeah.
They're much more appealing.
The best kind of ghosts.
Yeah. Oko's Inn, that's
at the Michigan. Tonight at 7:30.
And Mulholland Drive, that was a movie that I loved when it came out. You know, I haven't revisited it over the years, but it was, maybe this is the time.
Yeah. This will be playing tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. From director David Lynch, starring Naomi Watts, Laura Harring, and Justin Theroux. After a car wreck on Mulholland Drive renders a woman amnesiac, she and a Hollywood hopeful search for clues and answers across Los Angeles in a twisting venture beyond dreams and reality. And that's really just cutting the surface of what this movie is about, because you can see this film 10 times and it's going to be something different to you.
There's another movie in the late night classic series, Moonlight from 2016.
This film celebrating its 10th anniversary, so we're playing it tomorrow at 9:30, part of Late Night Classics at the Michigan. This is from writer-director Barry Jenkins, starring Mahershala Ali, who won Best Supporting Actor for his role in this film, Naomi Harris, Trevante Rhodes, and Janelle Monáe. And it was also the best picture, famously, from this year, after the infamous Hollywood mix-up.
A movie that... young males around my age kind of grew up on, and then ended up out on the front yard pretending we knew karate. Yeah. Enter the Dragon is coming back to the big
That's
going to
be this Saturday at 1:30, part of Martial Arts Matinees, starring Bruce Lee. And this is just the first of Martial Arts Matinees that we have. We also are going to have Drunken Master in July and A Chinese Ghost Story in August.
Yeah, well, if you like the genre, those are among the best there.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there's a whole bunch of other movies that are coming the way as well. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, part of the summer classics. Yeah. Three Colors White, and that was from 1994. Make Music Day, well, what is that about?
So that's a free organ concert for this Sunday from 4 to 5 o'clock. Sunday is Ann Arbor's the Ann Arbor District Library's Make Music Day. So we'll present a free organ concert performed on the Barton Organ by Dr. William Cole.
Excellent. And if you missed them before, still in the theaters, maybe not for a long time, Disclosure Day, Tuner, and Backrooms. Check them out. Nick, it has been a true pleasure to work alongside you for all these years, on and off, and certainly steadily the past year and a half.
Yeah.
And I look forward to hearing what comes next on Cinema Chat, absent my interruptions.
Oh, thank you so much, David. It's an honor to be a part of this, and congratulations on 32 years.
Thank you. That is Nick Alderink. Proud to say, my partner in Cinema Chat, steadily over the past 18 months, contributing to WEMU over the past 8 years, and he will continue. So make sure you stay tuned on Thursdays for future editions of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti.